Hi, everybody. It's Rhonda Cobb, the Money Coach, and I am so glad to welcome you to the show this week. We are so privileged to have our guest with us today. Joan Washburn is a master at coaching busy executives as they zero in on their top priorities, and she helps them stop wasting their time and energy on the things that don't matter and produce the results that they actually are aiming for. Her professional development training is focused on teaching and the implementation of coaching skills. She has a coaching culture that has been proven to produce resilient and productive employees, happy customers, and increased profitability. And her online courses are guaranteed to deliver practical tools and build essential skills her clients use every day to improve the quality of their lives. Joan is credentialed by the International Coach Federation, a licensed trainer by the Academy for Coaching Excellence, and a graduate of the Wharton Business School AMP. So without further ado, let me welcome you, Ms. Joan, to our program. How are you today?
I am good, Rhonda. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you on the show. It's so cool. I know that in a few minutes we're going to talk about your book. So if I sound a little tired today, everyone, because I stayed up late finishing Joan's book, I absolutely could not put it down. So we're going to get to that momentarily. But, you know, this whole coaching thing, everybody says, oh, everybody just, when they don't, you know, they don't want to work anymore, they just hang up a sign and become a coach. But, you know, all these schools and these certifications, that's not just hanging up a shingle. And I know it's a second career for you, and a little bit of a change from being a hard-driving executive of sales and marketing. So what made you decide to go this route? Why coaching?
Well, it's a good question in that in my previous career, I led an amazing team of professionals. They were number one in both revenue and reputation. My favorite aspect of the job was mentoring and training and coaching and supporting them, you know, to just absolutely be the best and the most productive that they could be with balance. So when that career came to an end, and I was thinking to myself, you know, what exactly do I want to do next? And I was really fortunate in that I was in a position where I could pretty much decide to do what I would really just love to do. So I looked at my previous experiences, and that's what I really loved the most was the training and the mentoring. So coaching was a pretty natural transition for me, although I had to learn a whole new and different skill set. So that was kind of the next phase. And that's why I decided on coaching.
That's so cool. But, you know, it's like you say, though, that it's a natural because you've really been coaching and mentoring your team all along. Now
right.
You formalized that part of it. But
exactly.
Of all the coach training programs out there, and I know there are quite a few. There are some big names, and then there are some, you know, smaller programs. Why did you choose the Academy for Coaching Excellence?
Oh, well, in the very first question that they asked in the introductory course was, would it be all right with you if life got easier? Now, I don't know about you, but there was a resounding yes in the room that most people are just so overwhelmed these days that it just seems like such a simple question. But over the next 2 years, I learned from the Academy the tools and skills that help people take action in their lives with more clarity, focus, ease and grace. That's their motto. That's what we're taught. Success is doing what you say you will do with clarity, focus, ease, and grace. And that just that whole, just the principles behind being able to do that in your life, and the skills needed to be able to live a life with more ease and grace, it just resonated with me, and I wanted to be able to bring that to more people in my coaching. That was my objective with my coaching. And so it was just a real natural fit. Plus, it's the one of the principles behind at the academy was taking action, you know, as opposed to just thinking about things, but taking authentic action. And of course, that really resonated with me because I'm kind of an action-oriented person. So that's the answer.
Absolutely.
That. Yeah.
That is really, really cool. But I can say, you know, from having, you know, been around you and stuff, you do that. You embody that. You are so graceful. It's just amazing. So it's awesome. And the it's good to be able to encourage people to seek out coaching, because they just, you can't do everything yourself. But what are the main reasons people come to you for coaching?
Well, you know, just to back up one thing, other thing I wanted to tell you is it just came to me as you said that, and I'll be happy to get to your next question, is when I was at the academy and when I was studying and when I was learning these new tools and skills, I remember thinking to myself, boy, I wish I had these tools and learned these skills when I was out there, you know, hard driving and working at my other, you know, executive position. And the reason is because I thought to myself, you know, I wouldn't have changed a lot of things. I wouldn't have made a lot of different decisions, because I was pretty pleased with the way things went. But I could have accomplished what I had accomplished with a lot more ease and grace instead of the stress and struggle that it seemed to be so much of the time. And that was another reason why I was just so excited to graduate and to start supporting other people to be able to accomplish what was really important to them, but to do it with some ease and not a lot of stress and struggle. So I just think that's kind of an important aspect of why I love coaching. So I wanted to make sure I said it some point in time in our time together.
That's awesome. Yep.
Yeah. It's so wonderful when a client just starts to breathe easier. But I don't think I've had two clients run to come to me with the exact same reason for coaching over all these years. But there's always a few themes, you know. Ultimately, it kind of boils down to a few themes. But lately, what I've seen most of all is because things are just, everybody's so busy, people just become completely overwhelmed. And sometimes they don't know what to do next. They feel kind of stuck or frozen or not real happy, or they're just under so much stress that they're looking for some relief. You know, they're looking for some, and I'm able to give them some tools and teach them some skills to better handle the stress and the struggle that they're often under. So they, you know, again, the overwhelm. And the other thing I noticed also is the managers and the leaders that I work with, they're often looking for new tools, you know, as I said earlier, and new skill building so that they can take their game to the next level. So that's sometimes when people are recently promoted, you know, they'll come to me for coaching because, I mean, I was in their shoes. So I know what their daily life is probably like. Not exactly. Of course, everybody's different, and I don't pretend to know what everybody's life is like. But I've been there. I've been through most of the things that they're probably experiencing right now, and so I can really support them in just a whole new way through coaching that they're not going to get with from their own managers or from within their own organization. So that's another reason that people come to me for coaching, is they're looking for kind of an outside resource outside the organization. And the other thing, too, that's kind of interesting when you look at inside the organization, when I do coaching within an organization of their executives, there was a time when, this was quite a while ago, when people thought if their bosses brought them, you know, brought them up for coaching or offered them coaching, that it was kind of like a, oh, man, you know, what am I doing wrong? But now it's seen as a true investment in the managers that they see with the most amount of potential. So that's kind of a transition that I've seen in coaching over the 10 years that I have been doing coaching.
Those are some of the main reasons.
Yeah. It's true. It's really true.
Yeah. That is so heartening to hear that it's now being used as a reward to prepare you for your next step up, instead of that bop on the head to remediate some skill that you might have missed acquiring on your way up, you know?
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so. Such a relief to know. But I know what you mean of, you know, having been there and been in the stress pool, if you want to call it that. Oh, yes. Happy days, happy memories. So let's talk about your signature training. And you offer this, right? It's called Beyond Managing Coaching Skills for Leaders.
Mm-hmm. Well, as I mentioned earlier, my favorite aspect of my previous position was teaching and training. So a few years after I graduated from the academy and I was credentialed through the ICF, the academy offered those of us who had graduated, a few of us, the opportunity to become a licensed academy trainer, or basically a faculty member of the academy, so that we could actually, in addition to coaching, we could teach these coaching skills to leaders and to managers out there in the field, or really to anyone who's interested in learning some coaching tools. And so the academy put together a structured training called Coaching Skills for Managers. It's customized. It's a 21-hour course. And it's customized, but it is customized to the needs of each individual organization. So I really love it. I love doing it. I really jumped at the opportunity for additional training to be able to give this training. And at the end of the 21 hours, the participants receive a certificate from the academy. Now, it's not a certified coaching certificate that, you know, I mean, that took 2 years, but I mean, it is a certificate that states that the participant has learned some coaching skills and tools and through the Academy for Coaching Excellence. And what I'm finding is that leaders who want to create more of a coaching culture within their organization, they realize that it has to start at the top. And so they're very interested in learning themselves and in sending their management team to Beyond Managing Coaching Skills for Managers. And the other thing, too, I think that's important to know, because this statistic really blew my mind. All of my workshops, including this one, which is the signature biggest one, obviously 21 hours, some of them are 4 hours, but all of them include coaching. And the reason is this: there's a statistic, and I have the details if anybody's truly interested in learning more about it, that trainings alone are about 22.4% effective over time. However, when you include coaching in with the training, the effectiveness goes to 88%. And you know, Rhonda, you and I have probably both been to many trainings where 6 months later, we're lucky if we remember one thing, and those big three-ring binders are up on a shelf, never to be pulled down again. I don't know about you, but I know I have been there, done that. And it's my objective that that never happen with any of my workshops or any of my trainings, but that the participants leave with tools and skill build. They do skill building exercises as part of the training. They receive individual or group coaching as part of the training so that when they go back to the workplace, they can implement it like day one, minute one, whatever they need. They have new tools and skills to use every day. So I love doing the training workshops, and there's many to choose from. They're on my website. And I do them, a few of them are online, as you mentioned earlier. I'm doing them locally here at my new center, and I also go to the clients if need be. So.
Oh, that's an awesome set of selections for, you know, the way they can get that done. And you also do speaking engagements, right? You go out and you do, you know, events and such not for groups. And
I do.
How does that work? Yeah.
Oh, that's always, that's always so fun. I think my favorite topic, or the one that people seem to just really love the most, is how successful people accomplish more with less stress. It's just, it's almost always the one that everybody chooses. And it's because everybody's just so darn busy these days and under so much stress. But everybody in the audience leaves, they learn something that is specific about each one of them. No matter how many are in the room, they learn something really specific about themselves that is the underlying cause of most of their stress and what to do about it. It's not just what it is, but what a small step they can take to help alleviate the stress in their lives. And we have a lot of fun, but that's my most fun training to do. But there are three or four of them. And again, they're listed on my website at washburnendeavors.com. So
that is so good. Now that you brought up that word of everybody is so darn busy, let's talk about the book. You are busy.
Book.
I get it. I love this book. It is so good. Quick Tips to Accomplish More with Less Stress. That's the name of it. You're busy. I get it. It is such a great book. And it's
Thank
the number
you.
One bestseller on Amazon. Oh, my gosh. How did you get it to be a number one bestseller? Did you do some special marketing? Because, you know, inquiring minds are going to want to know. Not to mention it's a great book. I loved it.
Oh, thank you. Well, I worked with a really smart guy out in California, Brian Schwartz. And he was very knowledgeable, had a lot of experience, and he kind of guided me through the whole process. And I really think that, I mean, I'm not a real famous person. I've never been in an Oprah Book Club selection, but the title, people, like, as you said, it grabs people. They really resonate with it. You're busy. I get it. Quick Tips to Accomplish More with Less Stress. It just became one of the top 100 downloads of all time in a very short period of time, which is very exciting for me, obviously. But it's a book that is a compilation of my scripts or some of my favorite scripts. I have a program on the internet Coffee Break with Coach Joan, Quick Tips for Busy Professionals. It's on Elite Experts Network. If anyone is interested in checking it out, Elite Experts Network, Coffee Break with Coach Joan, Quick Tips for Busy Professionals. And there are 2-minute videos that come out twice a month. Well, I'd been doing this for about 3 years, and I thought to myself, especially with speaking engagements, it's really nice if people have a book. That, you know, if you have a book, and the people who select speakers often really appreciate the fact that you've written a book. So I thought, I need to write a book. I want to write a book. So I thought, you know, I have all these scripts. So I took 30 of my favorites and did a little bit of editing, and with another, with, you know, it's such a team effort. A book is a team effort. And then I got a layout person that helped me with the cover, and, you know, all, and then of course someone to help me publish and get the word out there. But so the book is a compilation of my scripts from Coffee Break with Coach Joan, Quick Tips for Busy Professionals. And it's one of these books that's designed, I mean, people are too busy. This is for people who are too busy to sit down and read a whole book right now. Unlike you, my dear, who is up half the night, which makes me smile. It's designed to be able to pick up, and you flip it to just any page, and most likely it's going to contain a quick tip that is exactly what you need at that very moment. It's kind of funny how those things happen, but
I know,
or you can start at the very beginning and miss, you know, read every page.
I'm going to read one for our listeners. I'm going to give them the free preview, and then they'll have to go to Amazon and get it themselves.
Okay.
Quick tip. Okay. From you're busy. Mm-hmm. I get it. Okay. Here mm-hmm. it is.
Okay.
Think about something you really want to accomplish. If you're not making any progress, what's your excuse? Once you see your favorite go-to excuse, just put it aside and take a small step toward that something that really matters to you. Now is the time. Now, isn't that an awesome tip? And this little book is just chock full of these little nuggets of gold.
Oh, thank you.
It's awesome. All right. So, you know, we only have a couple minutes left, Joan. So tell us about the Washburn Center. And, of course, when do I get to see it? Tell me that.
Okay. Oh, yes. Well, you can come anytime.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Yes, no problem. Well, this is probably my latest project that I'm really, really excited about. I just moved in, actually, this week, Rhonda, so our timing is just perfect. When I moved back here to Port Clinton, Ohio, right here on the Lake Erie Islands and Shores, a beautiful place, wonderful vacation land in the summer, really terrific. The one thing I found was it was very difficult to find a unique place to do my workshops and trainings and see my clients and it just there were, you know, if you wanted to do a training, you had to like rent a room in a hotel or something. There was just such a need for that for a place like that. So, and plus I needed more space to work in than I had in my home. So I repurposed our family fruit stand. It's on 40 acres of pasture. I have two horses. Woods, 7 acres of woods, fields, and our homestead, and turned it into a center. It's just under 800 square feet. So it's not a great big conference center or retreat center, but it is a retreat center. And it has a galley kitchen and a full bath and kitchen and two separate rooms, a boardroom and a training room. I call them the boardroom and the training room because it's just so perfect for off-site retreats and off-site trainings. So it's on 40 acres. It is, but at the same time, one of the cool things about it is that it is like less than a quarter of a mile, like walking distance, I think it's 100 yards or something, from two hotels. So you could, you know, bring your staff, bring your management team, place to stay, a 4.5-star, 4.5-star Italian restaurant that actually, Ciao Bella, is my favorite restaurant in town, a 4.5-star Mexican restaurant, a health club, a coffee shop. So it's close to so many wonderful things if you wanted to bring your team to this vacation area and rent this space. Plus, it's space then also where I do my trainings and see my clients. But it's so very cool. The separating the two rooms are custom sliding barn doors that came from a local barn, and the chandeliers, the lighting fixtures in both rooms, are repurposed wheels from my father's antique grain planter, which you have to see it to know exactly what it is, but. The landing page, the
so
wash,
cool.
It is so cool. The landing page, the washburncenter.com is, by the time we go, live, I guess would be the best way to say this, should be up and running. So you can see many pictures
okay.
And yeah, so that's the Washburn Center at Blueberry Hill Farm. I love it. I'm so excited about it.
Awesome. That is so mm-hmm. cool. So everyone, we have, I'm so sorry, we've run out of time, but, it's so awesome. So if you want to connect with Joan, you can go to thewashburncenter.com, or her other website is Washburn Endeavors, ENDEAVOURS.com, and, check out all the contact info and everything that is there. Joan, thank you so much for being here. I'm so glad that you were able to share with us. And thank you so much for the copy of the book. I have to tell you, I truly enjoyed it. And again, for everyone that's going to dash to Amazon, You're Busy, I Get It, by Joan Washburn. Thank you so much, Joan, for being a guest on the show.
Oh, it's truly my joy. Thank you.
Thank you. And for our listeners, remember, as I always tell you, be grateful and you will attract good things. Until next time, I'm Rhonda Cobb, the Money Coach.